Hello, GWA and GWA backstage friends. This is your heavy metal lover on a lovely stoned Sunday morning, here to fill JM Delphi's the latest kinky, sexy GWA questionnaire for the noobs, for the lurkers, and the people who know who they are. So let's get started. I have sparkling water, a full cup of coffee, and a freshly packed vaporizer, so let's light this candle. Okay, for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? I guess for all my pals on GWA, they just call me Metal, so that's cool if you want to refer to me as that in your comments. I'm a sucker for silly acronyms and abbreviations, so I like the lowercase y HML. Actually, I think that's like, I don't know, that's how I would tag my Outlook, my Outlook signature, so, or write up my Microsoft Word comments in real life, so you can call me whatever, just not late for dinner. What is my most impressive or go-to party trick? It's more of like a stupid human trick. It's the actual sound of one hand clapping. And here's, I hope my mic picks this up. So, no, that's not some weird masturbation thing. That is literally the sound of one hand clapping. I have like some hypermobility things with my tendons and muscles in my arms and shoulders. So that's a fun thing that I can do. If you'd like to, I could crack my shoulder out of socket as well, but I would prefer not to do that. That's not something I'd like to do on this lovely Sunday. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing, or favorite childhood artist or band? So I grew up, as a young kid, I grew up with some friends that had older siblings. You know, I was a young kid in like the early 90s. So I grew up listening to like 90s alternative rock, like, you know, of course, you know, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, big Soundgarden fan, so those types of groups. And I kind of think that, and here's where I'm going to break it into a ramble, so I'll tag ramble, and here there's a few spaces where I'm going to do that. I think the demarc, it's a generational demarc for like who I refer to as like millennials. And maybe there's like this sub-generation. So like if your 90s was alternative rock, if that was your 90s, then like you're not like the true millennial. But if your 90s was like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, like yeah, you're a millennial. And there's a really interesting story in, I forget who published it, but it was a publication of repute. It was like The Atlantic or The Economist. It was an op-ed piece. It's a really good one. And sorry, beverage sounds. I guess I could tag this some kind of like not whisper, but soft-spoken ASMR with coffee sounds, sparkling water sounds. So there's this mini generation born between 1980 and 1985, and they're called the Oregon Trail generation. And it's for those of us who grew up and maybe computers were still kind of like a cool, like a really cool thing. Like we would come in, you get to go into like the Apple II lab and you play Oregon Trail on a 5-inch floppy. You know, when we were in like high school, in the early part of the naughty oddies, we still had to use like works cited from the library, and we had to like learn the Dewey Decimal System and things like that. But we were also like early adopters of things like the internet, but for many of us too, social media didn't really hit us until we were in college. So we were like I graduated high school, and the next year the Facebook came out, you know, and my university was part of that. So I joined the Facebook right after I legitimately, like, as I enrolled and started my first semester of college. So I think that's really a generational demarc, and I'm kind of like the old curmudgeon of the millennial generation. It's like, don't call me a millennial. Get off my lawn. But and ramble on the Oregon Trail generation. I would Google that article, and if I find it, which I probably won't because I'm incredibly lazy today, especially, I'll put it in the comments. What did I want to be when I was growing up? Of course, every little kid wants to be an astronaut, and I just got too tall and too heavy to do that. It would just cost way too much to shoot me into space. And, you know, my fellow Americans, you know, as a taxpayer, I don't want to put that burden on you, even though NASA may be underfunded. You know, I was really into space as a kid. A lot of my tattoos that I have kind of like a full sleeve on one arm and almost full sleeve on another, are space related. Like, I have like a Carl Sagan tattoo, and I have like a U.S. space program tattoo as well. So I've got like a black hole and like a bunch of stuff. So I'm really into space. I wanted to be a doctor. I loved medicine when I was a little kid. It was really fascinating. And I think it was because my mom and my grandma were both like secretaries at doctor's offices, or administrative assistants as they'd be called now, but back in the day, you know. So they would have like these little medical reference textbooks around the house that, you know, they would use to kind of understand, you know, if someone was calling about a specific condition, they could kind of generally, you know, understand what it was and give them some high-level guidance on whether they should speak to her doctor, who was a specialist, or someone else. So I actually grew up with that stuff, and my grandma would bring home little models of like organ systems. So I was a little kid, like my room consisted of like large photo prints from the Voyager space probe, like of Jupiter and its moons. And I had a really cool shot, like it's a close-up of the moon Io, and then like Jupiter in the background. I wish I still had that one. And then like Saturn and a bunch of other ones. And then like models of organs that you could like take apart, that you've probably seen. Like a lot of them have, like a lot of OBGYNs will have like the ovaries and, you know, female reproductive system. I had one of those as a kid. It was fun to like take apart and put together. I was a real freaking weirdo. Or I would love to have done something in the humanities. I work in a kind of very quantitative field. And like my major in college was, you know, kind of very math heavy. I mean, I was pragmatic about it. I was like, these are the things I want to do in life, and I have to do certain things to achieve those. As unfortunately, I'm not a through, you know, I don't have much familial wealth to inherit, so I gotta, you know, go out and get mine if I want to travel and stuff like that. So. Yeah, my job's kind of a real slog sometimes. I wish sometimes I would have been like a history professor or something like that, or like an archaeologist, but only if like an Indiana Jones kind of like type archaeologist that got into fun adventures, and always got the femme fatale. Yeah, she usually dies in the end, and that's kind of good, you know, because those aren't ladies you kind of want to stay with for a while. You know, so yeah, that's cool. Do I have a celebrity doppelganger? So I've been told by many girls that I've gone on dates with that I look like Fat Mac in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is one of my favorite shows. I really love like dark humor. I'm a big Seinfeld fan from the 90s growing up, and I think Always Sunny is just like a natural extension of Seinfeld if they were just like worse people. And it's so dark, but it has like really great commentary, especially like lately, really like commentary about, you know, LGBT rights, and some of the comments we make, But anywho, like when Mac, one of the characters, the actor decided that because he because a lot of TV shows, and he used the Big Bang Theory as an example, like when they started, the guys were, they were kind of more like authentic looking dorks, but then they, as the show gets more popular, they start wearing nicer clothes and like their haircuts are like, they have like $800 haircuts and stuff like that. So, excuse me. So what he did was he spent his time off gaining 55 pounds and essentially just letting himself go. And just to like prove, like just to kind of like make a subversive point about, TV stars like being true to themselves and true to their characters, I guess. And he would walk around in that season of the show with a trash bag of chimichangas and would just, enjoy them at times, throughout the day, often inappropriate. So that is who I've been told is my celebrity doppelganger, is Fat Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Favorite smell? For this one, we're just gonna say, if you've listened to my audios, you know. And gentlemen, if you're worth a damn, it's probably one of your favorite smells too. So that's on to the next question. How did I find GWA? So I actually stumbled upon it looking for ASMR, like just straight audio ASMR. I guess like viewed or really just kind of listened to, I've slept to ASMR videos on YouTube for like the last 5 years. And I'm like, well, there's got to be some that aren't video because, when you lock your phone, the video stops playing. So I was like looking for audio, and I found like audio stuff on Reddit, and I stumbled upon this. And I gave some listens to both female content and some male content. And not to sound like a dick, but some of the content, like some of it, like I don't even know whose it was, and I definitely don't want to knock performers. Like that, this is not my intent to do this. But I was like, I could do better. I could do better than that. I'm a pervert. Yeah. So I stumbled upon it. I listened to some really good audio from both female and male performers, and yeah, it's decided to get real weird with it. The next question is what GWA has taught me about myself. I'm gonna save that till the end. I will. That'll maybe be an extended ramble, and I like to keep these things like lighthearted, goofy, and stupid, as these are just kind of fun for me on my Sunday recording window. That one might not. It's not gonna be like a dark thing, but might be a little, heavier than the rest of the content. So I'm gonna go on to the next question. And then I will, and then I'll answer that one. What sorts of qualities do I look for in a favorite performer? So maybe a few different things, because there's so many great voices of all kinds on GWA. So I have a few folks who are pals of mine and who I really like, and I don't think I've given any shout outs to. For example, someone who has like a professional audiobook quality, just English accent, Lady Vicarian. Oh my God. She's like a little walking audiobook. Beautiful, like beautiful voice. Like, and oh, I could just fall asleep to it. She just posted a reading audio where she read for like 5 minutes, and it like knocked me out, literally. Baphomet as well. She does this character in some of her audio, and she does this character. If you haven't watched or like the Poppy videos on YouTube, which is kind of like an art project, she does this like degenerate, like poppy character, and I really, really love it. And so shouts to you, Bay, on that one. I really love Lily Phoenix's audio where she does aftercare. She's got such a sweet, like, and caring and relaxing voice, and I have fallen asleep to your audio, but like fallen asleep in a good way because it was excellent. And then Switchin' Bitch, when she does improv, especially, you know I'm a big fan of your audio, and you're really, really nice and sweet person. And what actually let me send you a PM is like I really like Switchy and folks, how she's really positive about, an inclusive, for all genders. Like she's she ensures that like people feel good about their bodies. She does, she wants people to have a positive body image, and like that's awesome. So I love it when people do that, and it's send someone a PM praising them for being a human being. Because it's a person you're messaging, and don't send a dick pic, guys. And I think now, like, acting like that is probably just it's the right way to act as a human being. But if you act that way in real life, you will probably get laid a lot more than you are currently. So, food for thought, gents. Be nice to people, they are people too. Would I ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Of course, but in a non, I'm going to caveat this, in a non like sexual setting. So when I started this, I'm like, fuck no, I never do anything like that. But I found out just through talking with some folks, making some pals, that having a nice, fun, like R-rated house party would be really, really interesting. So I will, I would definitely love to do that, especially with some of my friends that I've become a little bit closer to. If someone would write a script just for you, what would it look like? Well, since I'm mainly an improv guy, I would prefer, I would prefer something like. Well, and I'm never going to give you my address, but I would prefer it, like a photo in the mail, sprayed with your perfume, with a lipstick mark, and you gave me like two tags and just said, "Do your worst." And that would be like incredibly, incredibly hot. That's a request that I would fill. You could also write it on like panties and send them in. I mean, I'm not like a panty guy like that, which it's cool, but that's not my thing, but I think it would be kind of hot, and to get a request like that. Not to say that there aren't awesome script writers out there, and I will give mad shouts to Nickel Silver. Your scripts with your playlists to get you in the mood, you're a real treasure to the GWA community. And I also love listening to questionnaires because you have a tremendous voice. I love hearing it. So, Nickel Silver, answer more questionnaires and keep writing scripts because your stuff. The one you when Lady V and she filled your most recent script, that was tremendous. Other than GWA, what's my favorite not safe for work subreddit? The only subs I follow, honestly, are just performers that I like. Or I follow their profiles or their subs. I really don't, as I've said before, I really don't use Reddit that much at all. So I've gotten to the bonus moans. So, and then I have a question to answer after this one. The why did I or what did I learn about myself through this? So, if you would like to hear something, a little bit more personal, then keep listening. But I don't care if you stop now. Okay, I hope that came out well. So has GWA taught me anything about myself, hidden kinks, etc.? No, I wouldn't say hidden kinks at all. But really, I've learned it's been a really interesting experience. A few things I've learned is the importance of being encouraging to folks. A buddy of mine, a male poster on here, and I won't drop his name, but he's a really awesome dude, and he knows who he is. He posted an audio, and it wasn't necessarily like something he'd done before. But I listened to it, and like, you know, it was really, really good. He knocked the shit out of it. It was awesome. And, you know, and he was just like, oh, I don't know, I might take it down. It's not getting like the upvotes, you know, or the listens or whatever. But I was like, dude, no, leave it up, man. Like, it's a really, really good audio. Like, just, you know, leave it up. It's, you know, people are gonna listen to it. They saved it and they're gonna come back and listen. And it ended up getting like 50 upvotes. And he PM, you know, he sent me a PM. He's like, really, thanks, man. Like, it made me feel so good, you know, to get your encouragement. And, you know, I got 50 upvotes and I feel great. And like, that's just fucking awesome. Like, just little things like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I never realized the power of that before. You know, and just taking like really small, like just taking a few seconds out of your day to, you know, maybe comment on someone's audio or provide a little bit of encouragement to someone. Or, you know, when someone you know, like steps out of their comfort zone, you know, and records something, like making sure like you throw a comment their way, like telling them, you know, how you felt about the audio and, you know, giving them some encouragement. I mean, that does not take a long time, but I know for me personally, like, I get a ton out of that, like, comments and, like, nice PMs that aren't, like, weird. Like, I really sincerely enjoy that because we all have our reasons for doing this. We're all, you know, I think, you know, I've learned that maybe we all have our own specific damage. But those are really, you know, that's really good for my damage. I also, you know, some of the things that I get out of it, like, some of the, like, maybe the motivations that I had, you know, changed, and not necessarily changed, because I, you know, my recording is, like, a really, like, my recording is a really intimate thing. I think I actually missed a question about my favorite recordings, and that's improv, totally. I love improv audio. Like, I'm just a sucker for improv. And for me, it's because my improv experience is what I do primarily. It's like, it's really personal for me. Like, that's my, like, brain, like, to your ears. Like, I mean, and maybe that ruins my audio for you, but, like, that's me having, like, brain and sound sex, like, with you, you know, in that moment. Like, I don't use sound effects. Those are natural, like, you know, for me, it's like an intimate experience, and I understand it's not like that for everyone. You know, again, it's my damage maybe coming through. But yeah, I love improv audio, and I love being kind of in that moment and just like dropping out and just, I don't know. I used to be like an improv like musician. I really enjoyed that. Something I really wish I would not have abandoned, but it's kind of a chance to do that a little bit. It's almost like playing a 32 bar like jazz solo, kind of. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy the improv thing, and I love people who do improv. You know, the female performers out there, and all the gents, props to you too. So, you know, and I think, you know, and I guess coming back to it, because this is kind of a stone ramble, and I will tag it as such. But, you know, it gives you the opportunity to make, I think people, like, everyone wants to feel like desired and wanted. And I try in my audios to let that come, you know, come through, that, you know, everybody, you know, is, you know, you are, all the listeners are desirable people, and there are things that are sexy about you, and, you know, that's what I really want to convey, you know, in my audio. And I think, you know, women get treated like shit in today's world in so many ways. So I definitely try to be, you know, female positive in my audio. Because I think that's really, really, really important. And of course, like, if you feel good, you know, just like in real life, if you feel good about yourself, you're going to have better sex. So why not have better audio sex? You know, and just in general, you know, for people, like, the world can really just knock the shit out of you. Like, I work a really stressful job that can sometimes drive me to the brink of insanity. And God, like, the world sucks. You know, a lot of people experience, you know, violence and just nasty things in their everyday lives. And this is a little chance to escape and get away and feel good and feel good about yourself. And I think, you know, having a voice to listen to that's, you know, positive, that, you know, it's someone who wants you to feel desired and really enjoy it. And, you know, body types, you know, I try not to mention body types, because every body type is beautiful. And I just try to, when I mention someone's body, I try to just mention that it, how perfect it is for me, because that's how I want my listener to feel. And, you know, some of my personal damage, I've, you know, admittedly, like, in the last couple of years, some things that have happened, you know, I don't feel like, I didn't feel as desirable as I used to. And this has been, like, a really good way for me to kind of, you know, help with that just a little bit. And so I found that out, you know, about myself, and so I really strive to help others. You know, if you're a listener, or you're a you know, or you're a, you know, a content, you know, you're a content creator, try to give, you know, whether it be, like, you know, scripts, which they're just such tremendous, you know, sexy, perverted writers out there who make some great stuff, guys and gals, you know, and the performers. So, I'll always throw you guys props and a positive comment, because they mean so much to me when I get them, especially from some of my favorites. And, you know, I hope they mean as much to you. So this has been your Heavy Metal Lover with a long-ass stone ramble. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a great day. May it be sunny and beautiful where you are, or, depending on where you are, when you wake up.